You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 18, verse 6 to 9, verse 7 to 9. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses comes. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Now we need to note that Jesus warned against going to everlasting fire or hellfire. If they don't exist, if men will not be cast into everlasting fire, Jesus will not warn us. But I want you to note the warning. You see, in verse 7, he said that offense comes, but woe to the man by whom offense comes. So notice, offense comes by man. Then in verse 8, he now said, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off. So what exactly is Jesus talking about? He's talking about people that lead you to sin. Anyone that lead you to sin, being in their company, being in their friendship, somebody that is always setting you back, someone that every time you meet with that person lead you to sin. He says, cut it off. You see, there are people that you must cut off. And one of the ways to cut people off is to go all out declaring for Jesus. Your old friends won't know that a great change had happened to you. But when they see, when they notice that you are all out for Jesus, some will naturally be cut off. It's not you doing anything. They will naturally be cut off. But a lot of believers today still want to hold on to those kind of friends. It is better. Don't say, I want to win them for Christ. No, you win your own soul first before you think of winning them for Christ. You have friends that anytime you talk, there cannot be any godly talk. It has to be carnal. It has to be foolish. It has to be sinful. It doesn't edify. And you say, that's my friend. That's not your friend. That's a hand that you need to cut off. Now, you see why Jesus used hand and eye is because those people may be important to you. So you are a young girl, for example. A married man is sleeping with you and is sponsoring you in school. You know, you will think that man is important to your life. That's your eye. Jesus said it's better you pluck it out. Remove it. Get rid of that person. You know, if there's anybody who can tell us about hell or everlasting fire, and we should believe, it should be Jesus. It's not all these people that they always say they go to hell, and anytime they go to hell, the only thing they see is women wearing trousers. No, we have the word of God already. And you could see the seriousness of this matter. Now, Jesus is using eye and hand to make us think. You know, when you read that, the first thing you are going to think is your physical eye. It was deliberate in using that illustration so that you can see how serious. You can begin to say, is this matter serious? How can any human being remove his eyes so that he does not go to hell? But Jesus is showing you the importance of reigning with him. The importance of making heaven. People say, we came from heaven. We are not making heaven. Oh, we are not this. When we use the word making heaven, what we mean by that is that You are going to reign in eternity with Jesus. You are not going to be in the lake of fire. So don't let people confuse you with semantics. The truth is that there are two destinations for every soul that has come on earth. So don't consider anybody who is leading you to sin to be too important in your life, to be so important that you can't cut them off. Please cut off. You have people you need to cut off. Cut those people off. It is better they are not in your life and you have peace with God than for them to be in your life and you risk eternal fire. Jesus calls it, I'm just reading scriptures. He says eternal fire. He also calls it hellfire. Don't joke with this word. This is Jesus warning us that anything that causes you offense, it could be your phone. Anything that can cause you offense, it could be your TV. Get rid of it. Get rid of anything that is leading you to sin. Get rid of it. Cut it off. Some, you need to cut them off in your heart. There are things you need to cut off in your heart because they are not physical things. There are things that are in your heart that you need to cut off. The place to sever that affection is in your heart. That your affection is no longer in those things. But you know, we can do this today because of the cross of Jesus. Because of the cross of Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So he's not asking you in your energy of the flesh to save yourself. He's simply saying, now that you are born again, now that you are in Christ Jesus, you can no longer make provision for the flesh. You can no longer allow, by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, anything that leads you to sin. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.